IABC Ottawa presents The Voice. The Voice offers tips, insights, and practical takeaways for members of the International Association of Business Communicators and people in communications, marketing, and creative professions. We share news and information on the latest ideas, trends, and issues to help you take your career to the next level. Thank you for listening. Follow IABC Ottawa on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And please watch for future episodes of The Voice.
So EDC's customers are Canadian businesses, small and medium enterprises who do business abroad. So they have different levels of categories. Usually first-time exporters are exporting to the U.S. Then they tend to move to Western Europe. And as they grow bigger, they go to bigger, riskier markets bigger markets like Brazil, China, Mexico,
okay.
All over the world.
Wow. Why, as an agency, do you tend to enter your work and your client campaigns into external awards competitions?
I personally enter for personal validation.
I am Sherry Lynn Starkey, and this is The Voice. For more than 40 years, IABC's Gold Quilt Awards have recognized and awarded excellence in strategic communications worldwide. It's the gold standard. It's the highest accolade that people in our profession can achieve. And frankly, I haven't got one. But Kelly Rusk does. And Kelly Rusk is a woman that I've worked with many years ago, and she and I have volunteered together in IABC for several years. And last year, she and her team at Banfield Agency, which is one of Ottawa's largest marketing communications agencies, won a gold quill for a social media program that they put together for EDC, which is the Export Development Canada organization. The campaign was Ocean Rodeo. And so a couple of weeks ago, Kelly and I got together. I wanted to learn a little bit more about the campaign and what it takes to win a gold quill. And so I had captured our conversation for this podcast. So with no further ado, let's listen to the conversation that Kelly and I had about her recent achievement.
Kelly, you and I have known each other, about 10 years now?
Probably.
Yeah, we met each other online before we knew each other. I was living and working in the other side of the ocean over in the UK, and we connected on Twitter. And then when I finally met you, it was at South by Southwest, was it not?
Did I meet you at South by Southwest?
Yes. I was there with Digital Britain.
Yeah,
I was working on their booth, and you came over and said hello. And
we also had a PR connection.
Yeah,
I think Claudine had told me about you. That's maybe why I had followed you originally.
Okay, yeah. But I remember meeting you and I was just like, oh, it's Kelly. I've known her my whole life kind of thing. And so when I came back to Ottawa, I was really lucky. I got to go and work with Kelly at the agency that I joined then. And then we worked together volunteering for IABC Ottawa. And now we're kind of working together again on some projects. So, you know,
it's how it goes in Ottawa.
It is. But anyways, the reason for the podcasting is Kelly has done something which I envy and applaud, is that she has won a Gold Quill Award, which is IABC's highest accolade, and it's a global award. And she did it for the work that she does here with her team at Banfield. With a client, EDC, which stands for what, Kelly?
Export Development Canada.
So, now, why don't we start with what is your job here at Banfield?
I'm the digital director, so I oversee our digital operations, which includes web development, content marketing and social media, and public relations, which is more because that's my background, and less because that's the digital, because digital kind of touches everything these days.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And EDC has been your client for a long time now?
Since 2015, we've worked with EDC.
Okay. Seems longer than that, that you've been telling me about some of the great work you've been doing with them. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with them, the kind of scope of work that you have with them.
We started out as their social media agency, so working on their strategy and actually operating as an outsourced social media department. So doing all the community management, reporting, campaign planning, content, everything. Since then, it's really evolved. We still work on social media with them, but we're also doing a lot more digital content and design for various initiatives. And often talking to them, helping them come up with ideas or new campaigns and new content.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about Export Canada. Like, what are they?
EDC is Canada's trade credit agency, so their mandate is all about helping small businesses expand overseas, and they do that by providing insurance products to make it to reduce the risk of exporting.
All right, okay. Can you remind me what was the name of the campaign and the category?
The campaign is it's called Ocean Rodeo. It was a social media driven campaign, and we won for social media program.
Okay, so it's a straight social media play. Great, excellent. What was the business need that EDC had that your campaign wanted to address?
So the business need, or I'll sort of frame it in marketing, is that, in their marketing sense, is that they had taken a very traditional approach to marketing. They have this insurance product. Here's what it does for you. Here are the features and benefits. Buy this product. But their team saw that there was an opportunity to speak to their customers on a different level and relate to them more on a human level. And they were very much inspired by Simon Sinek's Start With Why and talk about why entrepreneurs do what they do and why small businesses do what they do. So that was the challenge given to us, is they wanted to talk about what their customers do in a way that related to them by starting with why. So they had produced a video. It was a 3-minute long video about one of their customers, Ocean Rodeo. They brought it to us and asked us to design a social media campaign to promote the video and champion this idea of why marketing.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about their customer base.
So EDC's customers are Canadian businesses, small and medium enterprises, who do business abroad. So they have different levels of categories. Usually first-time exporters are exporting to the U.S. Then they tend to move to Western Europe. And as they grow bigger, they go to riskier markets bigger markets like Brazil, China, Mexico.
Okay.
All over the world.
Wow. So it sounds like interesting work. I was going through the file before coming over today, and you can see at a glance that storytelling is a big, big part of this campaign. So you talk a little bit about what storytelling, how it fits into this campaign.
Storytelling was really at the core, and it was inspired by that why, purpose-driven, why are we doing this? What is the key component? And that was that EDC helps its customers go, grow, and succeed internationally. And they told the story of Ocean Rodeo by creating a metaphor with this company's kite surfing products and what EDC does. It holds you up on the water. It helps you go further. It helps you take it further. So they really had this story, this beautiful story embedded in the video, and we found a way to translate that across our whole campaign. It started with a digital landing page that took the user from exciting story of Ocean Rodeo and why they're so great to how export helped them, and finally what you can do, how you can take that away and be part of it. So it ended with a form where people could submit to be part of the Export Success Program.
Okay. And so obviously it was a great campaign because you won all these awards. It was, in addition to the Gold Quill, you won the Silver Leaf. You won the Ottawa Bronze.
Yes.
Was there anything else that it won, even outside of IAPC?
We did win a platinum award for the digital landing page.
Okay.
I can't remember what organization.
Oh, that's Reagan, isn't it? That does
possibly,
the platinum PR awards?
No, it wasn't the platinum PR awards. It was, it might have been the AVA digital awards.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
And I should say, actually, the client has won many awards for the video itself.
Oh, right. Okay. So they produced the video.
Yes, they produced the video.
Right. So it's an award-winning campaign, obviously, but did it actually achieve what the client needed it to do?
Absolutely it did. So being a pilot program, there were a number of underlying objectives. So one was increasing engagement. Again, being a financial services company at its core is not usually the most exciting or compelling social content. So traditionally they did not get a lot of shares or comments or likes on their content. So that was something that we saw this opportunity to use this campaign as a way to up that engagement. It also, in terms of conversion, we were looking to build a list of engaged exporters who wanted to be part of the Export Success Program. Mm-hmm. So we had set our conversion objective around people volunteering to be part of the program.
Okay. And why do you think it worked?
I absolutely believe that it worked because of the strong emotional pull that was the underlying campaign element. When you watch this video and when you saw the various campaign elements, everything from the images we used to the little short videos we created to the text, it was really about inspiring pride and, making you want to be an entrepreneur if you're not already. If you are an entrepreneur, really relating to that, this is why I do what I do. You know, mm-hmm. I think we can all relate, small business owners, to working long hours, putting out fires all the time, always being too busy, never getting enough done. And, you know, when you think, why would anyone do that? It's because, you know, when it goes well, it's you ride the wave of success and it's really mm-hmm. exciting. So we really wanted to capture that feeling. And I think through the video and through the campaign, we did that really well and it moved people.
Okay. And did you find that any one channel worked better than any of the others or?
In this one, not really. I think it was because it was a very integrated campaign mm-hmm. And EDC's social media properties are pretty pretty advanced in terms of their audience size and yes. how often they use it and how much content they post. LinkedIn was, I think, surprisingly really strong mm-hmm. Just because it usually is a strong channel for EDC, but being like, you know, going for the more of the emotional push than the business numbers, mm-hmm. we expected it to be sort of on par with normal, but it was actually, I think, our top channel and, top engagement over what we normally do by a long shot.
But LinkedIn's done so much to improve its kind of storytelling capabilities over the last year, 18 months or so. So I can, I'm not surprised to hear that it really delivered for you because it targets the right audiences. Mm-hmm. And, they're just getting a lot smarter at LinkedIn about increasing the relevance of their platform. So that, yeah, glad to hear that worked. So, anything else about the campaign that you were like the thing that you were most proud of, or the toughest thing to overcome, or something like that?
I would say one of the most exciting parts of it was actually activating employee engagement. So we had come up with the idea, we'd written the plan. Talked about it, and then almost after the fact, before it launched, though, the client suggested that we launch the campaign at the employee conference. And when that became the decision about when the campaign was going to launch, we started building up this element of employee advocacy because we saw it as a really good opportunity mm-hmm. to get employees excited about it and use them as our cheerleaders and help get the word out. So we, in addition to launching at the conference, they posted on their internal intranet and did some around the building, employee building tactics. And right off the bat, and it was the great sort of the early success of the campaign that showed us, people were commenting, I'm so proud to work here. I love what we're doing. I'm going to send this to all my family and friends to explain what we do at EDC. So that really gave us the confidence that we were doing the right thing and we had hit the nail on the head.
Yes, yes. So now you have a whole army of internal brand advocates.
Yep.
You've recruited the external brand, like the customer brand advocates.
Yep.
So now that you've got these people on side and you've had the successful campaign, is it something that you're building on as you go forward with your work with EDC?
Yes, absolutely. So these, they produce one or two of these videos per year. So we did it again this year or this past year with a company that produces volcanic seismic activity monitoring. Okay. They had made a video. They actually filmed it in Vanuatu, so it was very visually compelling.
Yes.
And applied the same formula.
Yes.
We added an interesting element. They also filmed in 360 video, so there was an element of virtual reality this year. We found that was hugely successful.
Okay.
Maybe by you know, shiny new object syndrome.
Yes.
But well, people loved it. They ate it up.
People loved that on social.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. So, you know, it's an avenue that we get to work with on them where they let us try new things and let us experiment a little bit. And the results, I think, we've been able to apply to a lot of their other marketing programs in a positive way.
Excellent. Excellent. So I can see why you won the award then, because, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I personally talk to my clients about all the time, and they're skittish, right? They're very risk averse, mm-hmm. and so I'm glad to see that some, you know, national brands and government-ish type organizations are implementing these kinds of strategies, because where they go, others will follow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so why, as an agency, do you tend to enter your work and your client campaigns into external awards competitions?
I personally enter for personal validation of, you know, I think we get really wrapped up in what we're doing all the time in our client relationships. You know, sometimes I'm afraid of taking for granted that clients like working with us, and that I'm not maybe, you know, that I might not be applying all the best practices all the time. So it keeps me honest. I particularly love the IABC awards, because the way they structure them is really good strategic planning. So, for example, when we did the plan for this campaign, I set out the plan template like the gold quill submission. So it made it really easy to submit. Mm-hmm. And I would say a lot of the successes we made sure to think through those things as we rolled out the campaign.
Right.
So I find that to be really rewarding. And, you know, in terms of the client getting results for their work.
Yes.
And then getting recognized from awards.
Okay.
So it's a 2-for-1.
Often clients say to me that they find that the IABC awards programs are too hard to win. And but I'm with you on that. I think they just have so much more integrity than some of the other ones out there, whereas as long as you make a, you know, as long as your work is good and you make a pay a sizable entrance fee, you're likely to get the kudos of it, at least a short list, right? But and the other thing about Gold Quill is that everybody can be a winner. You're not competing against anybody. You're competing
against a global standard.
Against a global standard of excellence. So that's another unique thing about Gold Quill.
I would absolutely agree and say that it's also, of all the awards we apply to, I think the one that's more rooted in strategy. So you really have to demonstrate your strategic thinking, and that is where I find that it's really rewarding to win, because you can't just like throw up a pretty picture and win. You have to show everything you did to get there.
Yes. And I think as an outsider, you know, I know a little bit about these awards, and I think from an agency perspective, it really speaks to the relationship that you have with your client, because you have to have like an integrated team with your client in order to achieve that kind of level of strategic insight. So that's why I always think that like a lot of in-house people can win these awards, and I encourage them to do so, but mm-hmm. it's very difficult for a lot of agencies, because we tend to get brought in right at the last minute, or
yep.
just at the delivery part, and we don't get involved in the strategy. So that's what one of the things I thought was so cool about you winning all these awards with this.
Well, and one thing that the drive to winning these awards, I think, has made us better as an agency is that results, going after our clients and asking them for results, even from the beginning, saying, can you please report back to us what your business results are? I think that's something that they don't usually think of giving to an agency, or
you hear about it if they don't get.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, if everything goes well, like, you don't hear from them. But we've sort of adopted a bit more of a, we measure no matter what. We, you know, even if the client doesn't, like, if they're happy with it and they've said this is good, we still want to see the numbers so that we know. And, you know, that's largely driven by these types of awards.
Excellent. So what are you doing with IABC this year?
This year I sit on the IABC Canada East Region as the vice chair. It's serving the chapters from Toronto to Newfoundland. I've already been involved in planning for the Leadership Institute, so I'm looking forward to that in February.
And where's that again this year?
It is in San Diego.
Oh, nice.
February 8th to 10th.
Nice.
Just when you need to get out of the winter.
Yes, exactly. And we're starting to talk a lot about World Conference coming up. and some publicity went out this week that I saw that they got Seth Godin as the keynote speaker.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So he came to Unmarketing in Montreal a few years ago when I went to see him. And
I also saw him at Unmarketing.
Oh, did we go together?
No, I'm thinking of the art. No, the Art of Marketing.
Yeah, the Art of Marketing. Yeah. Yes.
I
think I remember seeing you there, but we didn't go together because I went with the United Way Ottawa team.
Oh, okay. I won tickets for Mitch Dola.
Okay.
His blog.
All right. So I'm looking forward to that. So you've been here at Banfield for, what, 4 or 5 years now?
5.5 years.
Okay. And then 2 years before that at another agency?
Yep.
So agency life suits you.
It does. I didn't really think it was... When I was in school, I didn't really think that's the way I wanted to go, but now that I'm here, I love it.
And you're a partner in this agency.
I am, yes.
Right. So you've really hitched your
dug my heels in?
Yes. You found your place.
Yes.
So I saw in social media last week that there's some leadership changes here at the agency. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So, yes, we announced a new president and director of client services. Our new president is Timothy Jones and director of client services, Veronique Gravel. This is part of our sort of transition plan with the new partners as we eventually take over the agency. So really exciting. It's really, trying to bring in new ideas and, take the company in a new direction. So, well, of course, Nancy and John still work here. And
yes.
Now Nancy,
keep their hand in.
Yes, yep. Nancy is serving as our CEO and John as a creative director still. So just part of just expanding our expertise a little bit more.
Excellent. So where can people find you?
You can find us online. You can follow us on any social media channel at Banfield Agency or visit our website, our soon, probably newly launched website, hopefully by podcast date. It's banfieldagency.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking time. I know that the agency's Christmas party is tonight and I can hear the crowds gathering outside the door, so I won't keep you away from the party.
All right, great. Let's go party.
Okay, bye.
So that's it for this episode of IABC Ottawa's The Voice podcast. Thanks very much to Kelly Rusk for joining me today and being so generous in sharing her information and telling us about the work that she's done with EDC in her award-winning program. Thanks also to our podcast producer, Abby Radovsky, and also to our ongoing sponsor, Thornley Follis Communications.